And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Oh, good afternoon and happy October 13th here, Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Marnie Yule, your host. Glad you're joining us today. Boy, we started this morning off great. Early morning, quarterly breakfast, the first one we've had since January. So we were able to do all the social distancing and the health and safety guidelines recommended through the county and CDC as we gathered folks for hearing very good information at Little Dealer Little Prices. They have the most beautiful facility where it's kind of indoors, outdoors. I mean, you're indoors, but you're outdoors. It resembles a campsite and RVs around. So my goodness, what a pretty, made me want to take off to get down the road. We want to shout out to, obviously, Danny Sampson, owner of Little Dealer Little Prices, for hosting us, along with Jim Cabral and Gabby's family of restaurants for the wonderful breakfast he did. And then especially to my speakers, Mayor Cal Palguda, and then our council candidates, Marty Grossman, Brenda Dickinson, and Roger Kinzinger were able to be with us, not with us this morning, David Dome, but also a candidate for the town of Prescott Valley. So it was a great breakfast. We had a great group of people, heard a lot of great things that are going on in our community, and we're just happy to be able to have something after all this time. So great breakfast, great morning, and thank you to everyone who came up. Check our Facebook page for some photos. And we're going to have a great show for you today. So thank you for joining us. Stick with us. We're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, our first guest is Raquel Gardner, Deputy Director of Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. You are listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide, maybe even to California. Don't know if my sister Sandy's listening. KQNA.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. Joining me now is Raquel Gardner, the Deputy Director for Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary, one of my favorite places. Raquel, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you, because I have to tell you, I'm just so excited. I finally went to Zoo by Moonlight. I've been wanting to go, and every time I talk about it, we interview and we talk about the summer season and Zoo by Moonlight. I said, oh, I want to do that someday. Well, my son and I went a couple weeks of the last full moon.
Yes.
And what fun.
It's a great
time. What fun.
Yes. It's a really neat perspective to come in the dark, you know, when the animals that usually are out, our nocturnal ones, are much more alert, much mm-hmm. more active. It's cooler, you know, that time of the day. And it's just a lot of fun.
It was amazing. I mean, I've been there a lot in the afternoon or, you know, the evening. But it was fun because almost like a treasure hunt, an animal treasure hunt, because, you know, it's dark. And so you got your flashlight and you're looking, OK, where are they? You know, and oh, there they are. And let me tell you, the wild ones, the lemurs. Boy, they are crazy at that time of night. And we were there. Well, you opened at 8, so
exactly.
You know, it took us about almost an hour to wander the whole park. And there's a lot of people there. It seems like very popular attraction doing that. And then the piece of icing on the cake was being able to see the beautiful night sky. And then seeing, I think we saw Mars and Jupiter. And I'm not sure whether it was Venus or whether it was Saturn. My son was there with me. But we were doing it. So we had both, you know. We had both the beautiful, fun animals, and then also the beautiful night sky. So it was just one of those. Highly recommend next year when Zoo by Moonlight comes back. But exciting news because,
yeah,
you know, you think we're done with Zoo by Moonlight.
You think we're done by Zoo by Moonlight. Normally we would be, except this year of all years, Boo at the Zoo, our Halloween event, which is an annual tradition, is actually going to fall not only on a Saturday, but also on a full moon. So it should be a really special night. Lots of fun. You know, we want to be available to the community, have someplace safe for the kids to go, especially because it's outside. And so, yes, come Saturday, October 31st, you can purchase your tickets in advance online or at the zoo. It's going to be from 5 to 8:30. We actually added an hour on because it is a Saturday, kind of to encourage maybe some of the younger kids to come out earlier in the evening and then go, you know, go till our 8:30 time slot. But it's a fun event. It's $5 for members, $8 for non-members. A really nice way to celebrate trick-or-treating and Halloween this year.
So it is a kind of a trick-or-treat event.
It is. You'll go. We have 10 stations around the zoo, and then the kids can go and trick-or-treat at each of those stations.
Oh, so they, you know, we're talking about so many things not happening because of, you know, COVID, and this is awesome because you're outside.
Exactly.
Makes it a very, you know, safe. And if you feel like, and Halloween, wear a mask anyway.
Exactly.
For the most part, you know, some of us wear scary makeup. But so absolutely fun and costumes recommended. And
definitely. We always love to see the kids in their costumes. Mm-hmm. And it should just be a really fun event, especially for the families. Good time to get outside. And we've still had spectacular weather. So it should be a fun night.
Right. And the animals.
Always,
on top of everything else, you have the animals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we have an amazing collection, and it's really fun to see the animals at night. The last time I was at Zoo by Moonlight, I actually saw one of the wild great horned owls come and visit one of our girls on exhibit, and I was like, oh, she's got a boyfriend.
Oh, fun. Well, you know, what was fun for me is had radio interviews and television interviews with you, and always bringing animals, always bringing critters. And so when we're going through the the park, obviously, not, you know, Gus or some of the bigger ones, but, you know, we're going to the reptiles or we're going, I said, oh, I've had them on TV and I've had this hissing cockroach on TV and we've had this, you know, so I was kind of explaining, like, I know all these animals.
They've all visited with you.
Yes, they have. I've touched them. The albino snake, I touched him. Especially the hissing cockroach.
Always popular.
I know. Good grief. But anyway, fun. So, Boo at the Zoo, trick-or-treating event.
A big fun event for families,
With a full moon on Halloween.
You can't beat
on Saturday
it.
Night. I expect it's going to be pretty crowded.
I would think so, too.
Very popular.
So, you know, I would definitely encourage everybody to get their tickets in advance, avoid the lines, and then just come on in and enjoy.
Right. There you go. Come on out. Boo at the Zoo.
We're doing a couple of other things for the community. You know, the school schedule, it looks like it's going to stay on a hybrid schedule in the area. And so we created a special program just for this time period called Kawadi Camp. So we're offering full day camp on Fridays so that kids can still get some socialization done. They're really small groups. You're only accepting a limited number of students each day. But it's a great way to have some place for your kids to go when it's full day Friday off. And so that's going to go starting. We're in fall break right now, and we have our fall camp going on. But the Fridays will come back on October 23rd and run all the way through November. So a good place to have your kids hang out on a Friday all day.
So is it a series of Fridays that you sign up for, or is it particularly just one Friday?
You could sign up for one of them. You could sign up for all of them. We're really making it flexible so that parents have an avenue where they can know they can safely, you know, put their kids and have some fun activities and good things to do at the zoo. So camp is always fun at the zoo, and we're just trying to be another avenue for the community and have some place for their parents to say, hey, let's go ahead and have them go there on Friday and maybe free them up for a little Zoom work at home.
So what is the age group you're taking?
So we'll take children from 6 to 12 years old.
Okay.
It's for members, it's $35 for all day, and for non-members, it's $40. So call the zoo, or you can go online and make your reservation.
And what are the hours then?
So it runs all day, 8:30 to 4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking all day.
Whole all day. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then the limited number you're able to take. So what is the maximum you're going to be able to have?
So we've been taking all summer long. We've been taking 10 kids maximum, and then we divide those groups as well, sometimes into two, sometimes into three. It just kind of depends. And so that makes it even a little bit safer for the groups as well, because we wanted just to be offer something, but also make it safe.
And the particular program that you offer, you come all day, but do you have, you know, docents or some of the volunteers that are actually talking about the animals? Can they help tend to the animals?
Yeah. In fact, that's one of the highlights of being a camper at the zoo is you get to do some pretty neat stuff. It was really particularly good this summer. We had a lot of rescue babies that were ending up having stay on at the sanctuary. We had two rescue raccoons. We had two baby mule deer that we're going to be keeping. And so the kids at camp have really helped us, you know, do the multiple feedings a day, bottle feeding, which is always kind of fun. Always a big treat at camp.
I keep telling you, we need an adult zoo camp. I'm just saying. I'm going to come spend a whole week just, you know, being around the animals. I just love it. So where do they register for that? Because I imagine that's going to fill up pretty quickly.
It does. We've been doing pretty good. If you go to our website, heritageparkzoo.org, and go ahead and go to our education and events, and it's called Kawadi Camp. So it's a special camp that we've created.
Is that the name
created
after one of your animals?
It is. Our Kawadis that are right in the front of the zoo. We have a male and female, Gunther and Olivia, and they're kind of our master greeters at the zoo. They're lots of fun to see. And we said, well, you know what? Let's name it after them this year.
That's cool. That's very, very good. Cool. Okay. And, you know, it is the holidays, and we're talking about, you know, Boo at the Zoo and Kawadi Camp. Wild Lights, one of my favorites.
Yeah, Wild Lights is going to be here before you know it. And Wild Lights is going to traditionally starts right on Thanksgiving weekend. So that's November 27th and 28th. But one of the things we're talking about right now is early on, you know, again, to serve the community. You know, if you're if you're a business or a company that really needs a place to have a holiday party, you know, consider having it at the Heritage Park Zoo, because we're decorating it beautifully for Wild Lights. We have a beautiful pavilion. Might as well come out and have your your company party at the zoo. Not only is it a great way to support the zoo, but it's a nice, safe way to have everybody outside and enjoying a real big holiday event. So we're hoping this is the first year that we're offering this. We thought, you know what else could we do that'd be a little bit different, that might be something local companies might need? And, you know, holiday party at Wildlight sounds like a good ticket.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea, especially utilizing that pavilion during this time of year.
Exactly.
It's covered. You know, you could probably throw a couple of heaters up in there.
Yep.
It'll be perfect.
Exactly.
Bring your own food.
Bring your cocoa and your cookies and you're all set.
Yes, absolutely. another question, because it's before that or right at Thanksgiving. Are you going to have Thanksgiving with the lemurs?
Always. It's always on our calendar. In fact, you know, it's one of the things that our keepers created. You know, they said, you know, why don't we have Thanksgiving for, you know, a different set of animals? And the lemurs are the ones that really make the most of it. So they get quite the spread on Thanksgiving. We put it all out there for them like a tradition. It looks just like a traditional Thanksgiving. We make a kind of a veggie meat, turkey, and lots of vegetables and fruits and nuts and all the things that they enjoy, and they just get to go to town.
You got to move it. I just know they would be so much fun to watch, because just watching them the other night was just hilarious.
They are comical. They are fun to watch.
And you need to make reservations for that to come out? You just show up?
Yeah, just come to the zoo on Thanksgiving Day. Normally we put out the spread. I think it's right around 1 o'clock, but you know, check with the times that day. And yeah, it's just part of one of the events that we do on Thanksgiving. A lot of people are surprised when they hear, you know, we're open on Thanksgiving. We're actually open every single day of the year, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. right now. So any day you want to come out is a good day to come and see the sanctuary.
Absolutely. So there's opportunities for membership, because obviously membership has its benefits, discounts in the gift shop, but also discounts for all the events that are just a little bit added cost.
Exactly. So one of the things we've been promoting all through the last 6 months, if you're looking for a way to support the zoo, consider a membership, consider adoption. It really will help us. So it's been a little bit tight in the last few months. A lot of programming we've had to cancel, a lot of really big special events that we had traditionally we couldn't hold. And so we appreciate everybody considering the zoo and supporting us and coming out and visiting us. But, you know, a membership and adoption, or even a donation if people really want to support the zoo, always appreciated.
Or a gift certificate, you know,
yeah,
or you
know,
could give
great...
that. So give the gift, and I'm really promoting this as instead of going to Amazon and, you know, buying online, and, you know, I know a lot of us do it for a variety of reasons, but support local and give the gift of an experience, something that won't just play with in 2 minutes, go to the corner. It's going to be remembered and something you can go over. And just like my experience at Zoo by Moonlight, I mean, I keep talking about it. You know, I just think it's such a great event. But anytime you go to the zoo and you expose the kids to the outdoors and the animals and the sanctuary itself, these are animals are rescued.
Exactly.
Is much better than maybe, you know, something you order off of Amazon. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not preaching. All I'm saying is please consider that when you're doing your holiday gift giving this year.
Yeah, it's really the gift that keeps on giving all year long. So you can come out to the zoo anytime, day or night, just for an hour or, you know, for an afternoon. And it really is a great gift.
Great idea. We're going to do it, but I'm going to be out there to see you at Wildlights for sure. So let's give your website with all your information one more time.
So if you haven't been, www.heritageparkzoo.org, you can see a list of our events. You can sign up for a lot of those and pre-register for tickets for both Wildlights and Boo at the Zoo, and if you're really interested in Kuati Camp as well.
Right. And Boo at the Zoo again is Saturday, October 31st. A full moon. That's going to be a very interesting night.
That'll be special.
All right, Raquel, thank you so much for joining us. Raquel Gardner, Deputy Director, our very own Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary, located in Prescott on Willow Creek Road. So thank you for joining us.
See you there.
All right. You betcha. Okay, I'll be a regular. Okay, we're going to take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Hey everyone out there in Radioland, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Woo, I love when you get a quick intro. Anyway, joining me now is Brandy Pease. She is the director, executive director or owner?
I'm the owner.
Owner manager of our very own Prescott Valley Farmers and Artisan Market.
Yep.
It's every Sunday.
Yep.
From what are the hours right now?
8 to noon until November, and then we run 10 to 1, and that
right.
goes our next six-month season, which ends in April. And then May, we start back from 8 to 1.
And it's kind of a seasonal thing. You take advantage of the hours of the day mm-hmm. and the warmth of the day.
Yeah, nobody wants to wake up that early in winter.
Go set up. Well, and you're located where?
We are in the southeast corner of Glassford Hills and Florentine Road in the BMO Harris parking lot.
You can't miss them. I drive by there and honk and stop and wave
yeah.
and do things. And I just think nothing's better than visiting your local farmer's market.
And it's just fun.
It is fun.
It's fun.
And you meet a lot of people. And actually, you've grown your not mm-hmm. only your market, your produce or your farmers. Mm-hmm. You've also got your artisans, which
yes.
I was did pick up a very lovely piece one day.
Yes.
But, we're talking about, I was talking with Raquel earlier about, you know, it's holiday season coming
mm-hmm.
up. Your holiday gift giving.
Buy local.
Come on over, get something that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Nope. So we have a lot of that. We do have a lot of that.
Very cool stuff. Well, let's first of all talk about something you've got coming up on
October 25th.
Yes.
From 8 to noon.
8 to noon. A special little Halloween treat?
Yes. We're going to have a little, it's going to be our normal market.
Mm-hmm.
But each station, each booth, each person, each vendor, whatever you want to call them, is going to have little trick-or-treats for the kids. So they can come and decorate their own bag. I have a young lady who lives across the street who is a purchaser. Her mom purchases stuff from the market. She's going to come help me in cleaning all of the pens and markers and tables and stuff like that. But we'll have a place the kids can decorate their own treat bag and then go to each vendor and pick up a little trick-or-treat.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, we're talking about a lot of, you know, trick-or-treat things are being changed or look at differently, especially mm-hmm. the ones that are organized, that are indoors. Mm-hmm. And so these outdoor plans are so great because it gets the kids outdoors, gets them trick-or-treating and in a costume, mm-hmm. and it keeps them safe.
And I reorganized the way that the market is set up. So now we are no longer just like up one side of the street and down one over. We are in a large U-shaped, which takes up the majority of the parking lot, and there are tables and chairs. We've had live music the last few weekends.
Really?
And so the whole center is open. And so it's a lot more inviting. It looks, you're able to see everybody, you know, like mm-hmm. if we're one vendor down at the end, we don't know who's up the street. So,
right.
Yeah. So I changed it. It's a lot more open.
Well, I always go and I stop at every vendor. Mm-hmm. I like the lady with the dog biscuits. I always buy those for my pops. I love the lady with samosas because I'm always having a samosa or two.
Yes.
And then, of course, the artisans. Mm-hmm. A little bit about the farmers. Farmers market part of it, the produce and things like that. You were telling me, and I just love your analogy a minute ago before we went on air, of talking about produce season and where we're at because it is October.
Yeah.
And so it's the end of one planting season.
Yeah, we're kind of like in the middle of a bad haircut. We're
love that.
The summer vegetables are kind of petering out. The winter vegetables aren't quite ready to start going full blast yet. So the vegetable vendors are kind of a little spotty at the moment.
Right.
But, you know, we're going to kick back up as soon as the winter starts, you know, the winter vegetables start deciding they want to come out of the ground and then our haircut will be grown in.
These are fresh. These are fresh,
absolutely,
locally grown vegetables.
Yes.
The stuff we have at the store, I like them, but they're mm-hmm. grown somewhere else and shipped in when they're not even ripe, and then they suddenly get ripe slowly.
They
and
pretty
then
much pick them like in the middle of the week, and that way they know what they're going to sell on Sunday.
Well, my experience with the produce there that I get, and I love to get my little mm-hmm. pictures of all my, as I call my
your goodies,
goodies that I got, you know, my packaging, but is that they taste so much different. They taste so much better.
Yes. I had some peaches from one of our vendors there called Rustic Roots Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like peaches. I never liked peaches. I had his peaches. Totally different world.
Wow.
I love them.
Yeah.
But I don't like the ones in the store. I don't like ones in the cans or the jars. But I love his peaches.
Well, rat time.
I'm a peach convert.
So you've owned it for how long now?
Oh, my goodness. May is when I started taking over.
Okay.
The previous owner was either going to have to let it go by the wayside or have someone take it over.
And you were a vendor there, weren't you?
I was, yes. Uh-huh. I still am.
Right.
But a lot of the vendors there rely on that market for their income
mm-hmm.
Because they're a smaller vendor who can't afford to, you know, pay hundreds of dollars to do the larger markets, or they're trying something new, or they're just starting out.
Right.
Or we've had a few of them who have started this new adventure because they lost their job due to the COVID situation.
Right.
And so they're really tiny. So, it's really, I'm just so proud of it. And we've really created a nice community.
And you're there every Sunday. Mm-hmm. You're well marked. Your signage is good. People can find mm-hmm. you. There's such a variety. And your clientele are starting to build. People are starting to make that kind of a regular stop every week, every other week, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So I'm going to shop there.
Yeah. We're looking for some more food vendors, like food trucks.
Oh, okay.
And also, you know, I want to give the opportunity for local musicians. We don't have electric. But maybe you want to come out and play some acoustic music and play for tips. We don't make enough to be able to pay the musicians, but they can make some pretty good tips, I believe.
Right, and one of the things about musicians is they just want to play.
You know.
They just want to entertain people.
And we just want to listen. It's
such
really wonderful.
Such a great addition to it.
It really is. It's nice.
So how would somebody get a hold of you if they wanted to be a vendor or they had some ideas or thoughts or want to, help out?
They can reach me at PrescottValleyFarmersMarket.com. That's our webpage. PrescottValleyFarmersMarket@gmail.com is our email address. But then you can also look us up at Prescott Valley Farmers Market on Facebook. That's our old name.
Right.
But I don't want to change that because it's just going to confuse things. But we are the Prescott Valley Farmers and Artisans Market, and if you plug that anywhere, I'm sure we'll show up.
You do, because I look for you.
Instagram, Facebook.
I was getting the information for your trick-or-treat event on October the 25th, so it's the week before Halloween, but not
Sunday before.
Not a whole week.
Nope.
Only 6 days before. And so it's
Sunday before.
Happening the entire time you're open at the market.
Correct. We are going to have at 11 o'clock a costume contest for humans and pets. And
pets!
Yes.
You hear that, Josh?
Got to dress them up.
My son dresses his dog up, and then he told me, he says, "Really? You don't dress your dogs up?" I said, "Well, no. But I guess I'm going to have to this year."
And you can win some tokens that you can use as cash at the market at any booth.
Right. And again, when you're thinking of your holiday shopping, too, this is a good time to start scoping it out. And additional vendors can be.
Absolutely.
We'll contact you because
several new vendors that are going to start for the Halloween show.
Right. So I've been out there. I've seen jewelry. I've seen crafts and artwork done, beautiful artwork, and all anything you need, soaps and stuff like that, make great gifts.
Absolutely.
So we say, I say ad nauseum, probably too many times, but I'll never quit saying it. Shop local, support local, and stay local.
Absolutely.
And we're Prescott Valley together, and that's what we need to do to keep going and supporting one another.
Absolutely.
As we continue through this. And again, with the holidays coming up, look in your own backyard and see what we've got.
Yep.
But meanwhile, get your costume together.
There you go.
Get your animals dressed up.
Win some money.
Sunday, October 25th from 8 to 12. And again, your location?
Southeast corner of Glassford Hills and Florentine Road in the BMO Harris parking lot.
Brandy Pease, owner.
Yes.
Prescott Valley Farmers and Artisans Market.
You betcha.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Not just the 25th. It's open this Sunday, every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Go out there and check it out and keep following what the produce is and always have the
starting
fresh.
Starting to noon, we move to 10 to 1. I mean, starting November, we move to 10 to 1.
Okay, the first Sunday in November, you're 10 to 1.
Yep.
We'll be sure talking about
you
that
betcha.
So we can remind people. And then I'll see you there.
All righty.
Thank you, Brandy, for
you
joining
betcha.
Us. And have a great and spooky Halloween.
Halloween.
Okay, short break here. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. Here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Hey, everyone out there in Radio Land, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Compass Training Center AZ is your locally owned and operated outdoor public shooting range in Chino Valley with a 40-acre facility offering 50 shooting lanes on 50 and 100-yard ranges, indoor restrooms, and the finest range safety staff in the business. We also offer firearms training classes from beginner to advanced. At Compass, we believe training should be available and affordable to all. Please check our website, compasstrainingaz.org, for our hours of operation and upcoming events.
We're always driving to dance lessons.
So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Yavapai County Community Health Services has held three successful rural flu clinics with almost 300 flu vaccinations. Tomorrow's clinics are in Congress at 10 a.m. and Yarnell at 1 p.m. To schedule an appointment in YCCHS clinics, call 771-3122. For COVID-19 data, testing sites, school and business guidelines and resources, go online to yavapai.us/CHS. Yes. The Dewey Humboldt Town Council meets at 6:30 tonight. They'll discuss the recruitment process for a new town manager.
Current manager Ed Hanks submitted his resignation on September 28th, and it goes into effect November 27th. Last week, council directed staff to prepare a position description. Discussion is also scheduled to take place on the salary range for the new manager, to select an interim town manager, and if so, when that will take place. It will be voted on by the Dewey Humboldt Town Council next Tuesday. For more information on how to watch tonight's meeting, visit dhaz.gov. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Continued sunny, warm, and dry all week long, chilling overnight to a mostly clear 51, with highs today through Friday around 85 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to about 53, with sunny highs around 95 today through Thursday, 92 Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kind of disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Rumor has it the Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
We could all use a little more joy this holiday season. That's why I've been gifting Arizona Lottery holiday tickets left and right.
Ooh.
With over $26 million in cash prizes and $400,000 in second chance cash prizes, it's no wonder people jump with joy.
Woohoo!
Break out into song. And get festive. So what do you say? Are you ready to give the gift of joy this year with the new Arizona Lottery holiday tickets?
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Chamber Spotlight on Business. This is one of my favorite segments because we get to talk to a lot of our members and businesses in the community, give them that extra push, letting you know who they are and what they're doing. And one of my favorite organizations is Another Journey. And Elisa Cool is here joining us to talk about what they've been up to because they've been on the show before. But we're going to kind of give you a refresher on that and what they've been up to during this time. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Marnie. Thanks for having me today.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
So tell us about Another Journey.
So Another Journey is a program for young adult women who are aging out of foster care. And we provide housing with accountability and mentorship. And some of your viewers may or may not know that when youth age out of foster care, when they turn 18, and they're no longer eligible to be in the foster care program, many of them become instantly homeless. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of struggles that youth face when they don't have traditional family around them, providing that network and that stability for them to transition from being a youth to a young adult. And so right. We're there to really fill that gap. And housing is like the building block for lifelong success. If you don't have a place to call home, it's hard to get a driver's license, it's hard to get a job because you don't have an address to put on a resume. Some of these young adults are struggling just to finish high school, but because they're already past the age of 18, they're no longer in traditional foster care. And right. So we're there providing that housing and providing that stability and really getting to have a front row seat at seeing them become successful young adults. So that's in a nutshell what we do.
When did you first start Another Journey?
We opened up the first home two summers ago. Mm-hmm. That was August of 2018. We officially opened, and so we've been providing housing for young women for the last 2+ years.
And you were sharing with me earlier some good news.
Yes.
I'm talking about helping young women and being able to do more.
Absolutely. We were able to relocate the program actually just this last month. So we went from having 2 bedrooms available for the girls, which meant 4 beds. We now have 3 bedrooms for them to equal 6 beds. And so we're excited to just be able to provide housing for more youth. And one of our other exciting developments this year was adding Macy Seaton as our program director. And she did her thesis and her master's program in community development and really took a really close look at our program and has really helped bring a lot of infrastructure. And we're super excited about the improvement to the program and what mm-hmm. we're able to offer the girls because of her work. So,
well, welcome, Macy. I know she's in the studio with us. We'll bring you back so you can kind of give us an update later on what you've been doing and the additions and the improvements, not necessarily improvements, but what you've done to benefit the young women and the organization. And one of the things, Elisa, and we, you know, known each other for a while now, was a lot of fundraising. I mean, you had some really cool events that brought people out to support Another Journey. And, you know, obviously, you know, with the COVID, you have not been able to do that. So how are you continuing to raise money to support the program?
Yeah, we have been always so grateful for the way the community has rallied around this program, been very supportive of us through the years. And This year, we've had to really rely on just staying connected with donors through emails and social media and continue to just see month by month we get what we need to keep moving forward. And so we're grateful for that. But we welcome any donations right now. We've continued to see girls come into the program through the pandemic. And so anybody that's interested in partnering with us or helping in any way can find us on our website, and that's www.nazdreamcenter.org. So, yeah, we're grateful for the way that the community has stepped up and continued to do so through these really crazy times.
Well, I think that's when we all need to come together, you know, and in some cases, it's brought some economic health to different businesses and some people that are working hard, and others it's taken away from, just, you know, by virtue of whatever you're doing and in the community. So to give and to help another has hand up and giving them a chance. A question on the girls. Is there a limit on the time they can stay there once they come into the house?
We have the program developed so that they can come in on their 18th birthday, and they can stay up until they're 23 if they're doing the things that the program requires. If they're in the middle of getting an education or some specific trade or schooling. So we're there really for the long term. And so they could stay up to 5 years if they really needed the program and they were continuing to advance in their own life. So we have seen over the last 2 years, most of the time, girls stay for about a year and then they're able to get their own lease. We do have one gal that's been with us over 2 years and really, really taking advantage of the program and making some good progress for herself. So really depends, but we're there for the long term.
Well, I think you're really giving them a very strong and healthy start.
That's
and like
hope.
You said, the basic is having a home.
Yep.
A place to call your own, and you're doing that.
Absolutely.
So what are the plans for the future? Macy, she's got big plans?
Our ultimate goal is to be able to provide housing for young men as well. And so we're looking at expanding that way, hopefully in the next year. But with really just getting the program developed and learning and networking, the goal was to get into the bigger property, which we did this year. And hopefully next year we'll be able to meet the needs of some young men in our community too. That'll be the next thing.
You've been absolutely amazing. I mean, a program that's only been around for 2 years, and the difference you're making in lives, it's incredible.
Thank you. Let's give
information one more time. Are contributions they make to Another Journey or via your website tax deductible?
Yes, they are. We are a 501c3, so definitely get you a tax receipt for any gift.
Well, that's one of the things we're looking at as we talk about the holidays. We're also talking the end of the year and our you know, what's our taxes going to look like, tax liability, and that. Let's make it go back into the community instead of having to pay money on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. One more time.
www.nazdreamcenter.org.
All right. Thank you, Elisa Cool.
Thanks,
and Macy,
Marnie,
for joining us. Okay, jump over here. Aaron Bronson. Who? Mary Mays.
Yes,
welcome,
ma'am.
I saw your car out in the parking lot.
Yeah, no, thank you.
All
very
right.
Much.
You're the person we want to talk to because we have family and friends. It's the holidays.
That's
we need
it.
Things clean. So tell us about Mary Mays.
Yeah, well, first off, definitely the Mary Mays car is hard to miss. And I'm 6'2", so when I get out of them, also hard to miss.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So it's kind of funny when I get out of there. Most people aren't expecting it. But Mary Mays, you know, we're a professional cleaning business. We primarily focus on residential homes. So, you know, going in there and doing all the cleaning that most, you know, elderly couples can't do themselves, or people that are capable and just don't have the time. So we do that. And then we're also reaching out now to commercial businesses and stuff to help out there as well. And, you know, we do a lot of stuff, especially now with COVID, actually, like you were talking about economic health, even with our company, it's helped. So to help keep people employed, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. And then also keeping people healthy. So we have, we even up to today, we're still following all the CDC guidelines. So all of our employees are always, their temperatures are always checked in the mornings. They follow all CDC guidelines as they go into people's houses.
Right.
And so I mean, just, you know, making people's lives very, very easy and helping people stay employed. And, you know, we enjoy doing it. I love, my wife and I just moved back to Prescott. So I grew up here. graduated from Franklin, or graduated from Bradshaw, went to Franklin.
Oh, go Bears.
So a lot of people, I know, so a lot of people I'm sure know that. And so, yeah, that's so great. We're really excited to be back, and I'm really, really happy to be part of the community again.
We love those stories. That's one of the things I remember Mayor Skoog used to say was, from cradle to grave, you know, you be in Prescott Valley. So you continue, you get your education, maybe you'll go away for a while, but you come back and there's job opportunities here. So that's exciting.
Prescott Valley has its own gravity pull or something, gravitational pull or something about it.
We love it. You know,
it is. It's great. Yeah, exactly.
A question on the cleaning. Do you do, is it just general, like somebody come in, they'll come into the house and they'll do, you know, all the cleaning, or can do targeted cleaning? As we talk about certain people, you get to a certain age and it's difficult to clean the fans or clean the windows, but that's what I need. I can generally do floors or, you know, surface cleaning. So do you kind of set up a schedule when you meet with the clients in order to see what their needs are, and whether it's a whole home cleaning or targeted cleaning?
Yeah, so we definitely do that. One of the things that happens is if people reach out to us, then I'm actually the franchise manager here, but I also go out and do the in-home consult. I'm also the in-home consultant, so I do all the estimates in-home. So, which is great because I get to meet a lot of people here. So I really enjoy that. And so, yeah, whenever I go to do the estimate, I'm able to figure out exactly what their needs are specific to them, right? And then we're able to build a quote that's customizable to them. So, yeah, definitely we can either we do a lot of work with realtors. So we do move-ins, we do move-outs, we help with foreclosures, we work with open homes. We do same thing, you know, with residential services. So anybody that just wants, you know, a recurring service, or if they just want somebody to come in and clean once. I mean, the holidays are coming up. I know a lot of people are busy getting ready for their families to come. And so we definitely can work with that with people. And whether it's a targeted thing or it's, you know, a general clean, we definitely can do that.
Right, right. And how often do you can you schedule your cleaning? Is there a specific requirement, like we have to come in at twice a month or something like that? Or can it be like a once a month, that type of thing?
Yeah, no, there's not anything specific that's required. So again, like I said, we can do a one-time thing. But then we also do offer the recurring services, which I obviously recommend for people.
So I do too.
Exactly. It's easy. And the more upkeep it is, the easier it is for them to come in and clean. So weekly, biweekly, every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks, a monthly is what we offer. We also can do like an on-call thing if you know you only want something once every 2 or 3 months or whatever.
Right.
We can do an on-call like that as well. Yeah. So it's
whatever. They need
it, whatever they
need. You're gonna work with them.
We're gonna work with them, exactly. Anything they need, we're gonna work with them,
right? So how would somebody get a hold of you?
So you can either call our office at 928-778-6243, or you can email us at CUSTSRV4060@marymaids.net. Or you can stop by the office, and we're at 155 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. So yeah, those are the ways that you can get a hold of us. The website, you can either just Google, a lot of people Google. So a lot of, you can just Google Merry Maids of Prescott. It'll send you straight to the website, and you can get a hold of us that way by requesting an estimate through the website.
Right. Well, I would recommend you think about that pretty soon, because a lot of people are looking at holidays, and what's happening now basically with, you know, the COVID is people are staying home and doing smaller group activities, keeping family and friends. They're not going places, so they're going to be scheduling these appointments, and you're going to book up pretty fast.
Hey, I hope so. That's the goal.
Yes.
So.
Do you do windows?
We can't do windows, but we also say that's a thing in and of itself. We also say we don't guarantee windows, so we can do them, but we don't like take off the screens and stuff. And then for liability for our own employees, we don't allow them to go super, super high or anything like that on ladders. But we can do them.
We'll just talk to you.
Yeah,
talk to
just
Aaron.
Just let me know.
All
exactly.
Right. So go ahead and give us your phone number one more time.
All right. It's 928-778-6243.
Aaron Bronson, Merry Maids, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Another journey. And Macy, thank you all. Joining us, Chamber Spotlight on Business Short Break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Attention homeowners, this is James Rausch with Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Interest rates are at all-time low. If you're wondering if a refinance is correct for you, give the experts at Wallach & Volk a call, 928-445-8730. Don't wait, call today.
An equal opportunity lender. License number 0018295. Corporate NMLS number 2973. AZMLO number 0914083. NMLS number 160209. Not a commitment to lend.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And thank you all for joining us today for Prescott Valley Day. We're glad you're joining us. Hey, this weekend, looking for something to do? Head on out to Mortimer Farms. The Pumpkin Festival's going on. I'll be out there Saturday, so come on out and join us. Meanwhile, thank all our guests for joining us here and everyone for listening in. Have a great 2 weeks. Next week is Mayor Kel Palguda. So listen in, Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Take care and have a good afternoon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.